This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation management. Patient name is Elizabeth Trafton, T-R-A-F-T-O-N. Examiner HCMD facility, HCR Oakland. There is 1/23/2013. Room number is 121, bed 2. Chief complaint, psychiatric follow-up for management of depression, medication review. Intervention present illness. I reviewed patient's chart. This is a new referral to me. Patient was evaluated by a nurse practitioner from our service on 1/7/2013. Patient's chart indicates that she had expressed vague suicidal ideation. At this time, patient denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. She was hospitalized with L1 compression fracture.
Is it 250 or 5?
250. D5. Patient is somewhat of a poor historian. She, however, stated that she lived in Florida and recently moved back to Michigan. Her chart indicates that she lived at All Seasons Assisted Living Facility. Patient is currently on Cymbalta and Remeron for depression. Her appetite is somewhat poor. Patient denies any feelings of hopelessness, suicidal ideation. Patient was generally pleasant, but uninterested in talking and reports that she has her own doctors. Internal medical, social, family history. Internal medical, social, family history, no recent changes. Patient has a history of L1 compression fracture, hypoglycemia, debility, urinary retention, osteoporosis, macular degeneration, and history of breast cancer. Current psychotropic medications, Cymbalta 30 milligrams QD, Remeron 15 milligram HS, and Xanax 0.25 milligram BID PRN. Labs on 121. Hemoglobin is 8.2, hematocrit 24.9, RBC is 2.47, electrolytes normal, followed by attending. Patient has a history of anemia. Next paragraph, interval review of systems. Patient is on Norvasc, aspirin, Clorcon, Metoprolol, Fentanyl, Tylenol, Lidoderm patch, Senna, Motrin. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional weight loss, blood pressure, 152 over 70. Grooming, fair, motor movements with the normal stature, frail level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, but not very interested in talking mood, somewhat anxious, depressed, speech, clear thought processes, periods of confusion, suicidal, homicidal ideation, denied, psychotic symptoms, does not appear to be hallucinating, fund of knowledge, poor, judgment poor at times, orientation, person, place with the normal attention, concentration, recent memory impaired, appetite poor, diagnosis, mood disorder, secondary to general medical condition, 293.83, number 2, dementia, NOS, 294.8.
So, anytime you have
global assessment of functioning, 35. Assessment formulation, this is a 91-year-old female with multiple medical problems. Patient has cognitive impairment and ongoing anxiety, depression. GDR is not being considered. Risk benefits of Cymbalta and Remeron to improve mood, sleep, appetite, and Xanax to alleviate anxiety continues to outweigh risks. Counseling, coordination, care review, patient's chart, consultation with nursing, attending nurse labs, extensive review of hospital records, complexity high, other recommendations. Staff needs to monitor patient closely for any persistent changes in mood, behaviors. Remeron dose can be further adjusted to stimulate patient's appetite. Staff needs to anticipate patient's need, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in therapies as per care plans. May benefit from supportive psychotherapy with Dr. Jones, psychiatric consultant, HCMD, date 1, 23, 2013.